You know, as you come through the years of life and you're walking through your Christian walk, you never know what you're going to come up against. And I guess Sister Shirley talking about all the enemy had hit me with made me think about it. Years ago, well, back about 1981, I had something happen to me. We were having a meeting here, a weekend meeting, and a couple of ministers were in, and they were alternating nights. And during that meeting on Tuesday night, before the meeting started on Wednesday, bunch of us were playing basketball at the Christian Life Center. And nothing going on. I noticed the next day on Wednesday that my knees were sore. And I thought, well, I must have played harder last night than I thought I did. And as the week went on, by Friday, I could barely walk. And I didn't know what it was. But I went on to church, and we had a service on Friday night. They prayed over me. Saturday morning, I could not walk. I couldn't. I mean, it wasn't a matter that it was hard to walk. I could not get my legs to walk. I could not get them to even let me stand up. Well, to make the long story short, they found out that what I had was acute glomerulonephritis. And my kidneys were about to fail. And, my friend, Bill Smith, we let him know what was going on. He was, at that time, he was at a church in Indiana. That was before he and his family moved to Columbia. And he told his pastor up there that he was part of the staff. He was working for the church. But he told his pastor, the good friend of his, was in the hospital. He told him that I was in the hospital because I had been up there to see him. And when I left, the pastor made a derogatory remark about me, by the way I was dressed, because I had on knit pants and tennis shoes. Remember knit pants? And it upset Bill. But when he shared with them that he wanted to come down and see me because I was in the hospital, you know what the pastor told him? If he had any faith, he wouldn't be in the hospital. If he had any faith, he wouldn't be in the hospital. That pastor's dead now. And he wasn't that old, much older than me. And he's been dead for several years. I wonder if he didn't have enough faith. You know, we need to be careful what we say to people. And I thought that, Slay Ricardo's song when he was singing, I sat there thinking about this, and I thought, you know, I've made it this far by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not the faith that saves you. It's your faith in the grace of God that saves you. And I think God, through the years, I've learned more and more about the grace of God. And there's no limit to the grace of God. And we need to be watchful that we always walk in the grace of God, no matter what is going on around us. We walk in the grace of God, and that's where we're safe. Amen. But I just have to think about that, and I wanted to share that with you. And sometimes we feel like we don't have enough faith, but it's not our faith. It's not our faith. If we are faithless,
He is faithful.
He is faithful because He cannot deny Himself.
Right.
And He's the one that did it. Glory to God.
Amen. God is the God of His word. Amen. For my dad.